This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. You're listening to the song Sweepstakes Prize by Mira. It's from her 1999 debut, You Think It's Like This, But It's Really Like This, which introduced the world to her playful, often suggestive lyrics and lo-fi production style.
You remind me of a firework, boy. You touch the ceiling, you touch the floor. You sparkle and burn, but you take your time. And I bet I could carry you across state lines.
On her new album, Changing Light, Mira sheds that signature sound for something a little slicker and that youthful tone for a voice that's a little older, a little wiser, but still invites you in. That's No Direction Home from Mira's most recent album, Changing Light. She's going to be performing on Friday, September 26th at the Music Hall in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. As it happened, I spoke to Mira the day after her 40th birthday and asked whether the transition from lo-fi rocker to sophisticated songstress was intentional, or is that just what happens as you get older?
It's interesting, you know, listening to a clip of Sweepstakes Prize, and I recorded that so long ago. I think it was 1998. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do think I have grown older. I've experienced a lot of things. And also it was a purposeful choice with the production of the new record to just try some new things. So, you know, I'm not going to keep making like lo-fi bedroom pop records forever. Even though, you know, sometimes when I listen to the old ones, I'm like, I really like that. That's the real me. There are amazing things that can happen with limited resources. And then it's also really fun to be like, I'm going to go all out on this one and have, you know, and sing with an orchestra or something.
Well, let's get an example of what going all out sounds like. This is another track from Mira's new album, Changing Light. This one is called Oxen Hope.
No matter how much I wail, like a boxer I train, seems like the future's always going to have its way. Knocking me down, should I fold or spread my fortune hand? On this hard rock bedding, I don't question, no, I don't doubt. Now that I've tried living with and without, that there's a hard, hard muscle to grow in, harder still to let it go.
And Hope from Mira's most recent album, Changing Light. What amazing images in that song. These two, you know, mighty, muscular animals soldiering on, yoked together, and then not. I'm wondering about, as well as the production process for you, the songwriting process, how is it different for this album than it has been in the past?
Well, this album, you know, I've written songs that would be considered, you know, breakup songs. I've written a lot of songs about my personal relationships, but this album is the most cohesive one that I've made in terms of, you know, addressing a really specific process. It was one breakup in particular that inspired many of these songs. I did try to capture the experience from as many different angles as I could as I was processing through them. It's definitely an album about a journey that I experienced. I wrote the album as a way to share that with people. And yeah.
Well, let's hear a little bit from one of your earlier albums. This is the song Special Death. Now, in 2011, this was featured on television's American Horror Story. So first, let's just hear a little bit.
The thankless holy place is left.
it's strange for you, Mira, to hear a song that was at the time nearly a decade old rise to the surface in such a big, big way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is pretty interesting. It happened with another song from an early record that was on So You Think You Can Dance, like 10 years after I recorded it. It's a little bit strange, but it's great to reach new people. And then it's good for me to be able to connect again to my older material and feel like it is still relevant. So it's been good.
And I just want to go to another song here from the new album. This is Gold Rush from Changing Light.
After the gold rush shook off the gold dust, after we'd taken more than God had meant for us, we dammed up plenty but still felt empty. The land was rich but we left it poor. And I've spent to find some but I will share. I know you're thirsty and unprepared. When I wet my lips with love you feel me there. But then I'll run from you cause I'm scared. Train myself to run this way. I train myself to fly. And I dragged you all this way without an understanding why. And I'm holding on.
And that's the song Gold Rush by my guest Mira, and it's from the album Changing Light. Sweeping strings. There's something cinematic about it, especially this touch of Ennio Morricone, I think, you know. Are you a fan of old Westerns?
Well, you know, I did have a moment of obsession with them and with that music a bunch of years ago when I was recording my second album called Advisory Committee. I had a song on there called Cold, Cold Water. And I recorded that with my friend Phil Elvrum, who's, he was the band The Microphones, and now he's the band Mount Erie. That song was greatly inspired by specifically listening to Ennio Morricone and other sort of spaghetti Western soundtracks. And for Gold Rush, there wasn't a specific reference point for us when we were arranging that song, but that's what people have responded to about that song, is this sort of cinematic quality. I mean, boy, do I wish I had an amazing budget for a music video for that song, because it definitely deserves to have an over-the-top film display going behind it. But
I have to say, we can form pretty good pictures as listeners, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, thank you for bringing that up. There's sort of a lot of pressure to have tons of video content these days, and I understand that's the way a lot of people like to connect to music, but one of the reasons why I love what I do is because it exists as vibrations in the air. I make it and then send it out. You can close your eyes and listen and just be completely inside of something. Leave your devices behind. So yeah, maybe all the best that I don't have the budget for a music video.
Well, Mira, what a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really look forward to the show.
Well, and happy recent birthday. It just gets better after 40 as far as I'm concerned.
That's what I hear, so I'm looking forward to it.
Mira is going to be performing at the Music Hall in Portsmouth on Friday, September the 26th. And there's a link to much more information on the show at wordofmouthradio.org.
All days and all nights I spend dreaming. I'm fine with it cause I find it pleasing to get so when I get below the time. When I'm listening to the radio of my mind. Old tapes and old.
Thanks so much for joining us today. If you like what you heard, there's plenty more at wordofmouthradio.org. Earlier, we spoke to George Johnson from National Geographic about his trip to the site of the Chernobyl disaster and the offbeat trend of nuclear tourism. If you'd like to see photos from his visit, we have some compiled on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. They're pretty spectacular, and we highly recommend checking them out. We come by the zaniest travel ideas via word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please come back for more of the stories for the perpetually curious. Tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.